Union Manifesto. The Tories must be kicked out. This MA and her corporate benefactors are literally devouring our NHS, our education system, and the future of all our essential local services. May's ramping up long-standing attacks on workers and their unions that, unfortunately, were already being carried out with much gusto by the Tories' toxic predecessors, New Labour. But now the trade union movement has everything to fight for, that is, if we want a Labour government, that will defend and extend the rights of the 99% instead of the super-rich 1%. With the general election just weeks away, it is more important than ever that Leicester's branch of public service union Unison helps coordinate local political action, to encourage the National Labour Party, to commit to a radical anti-austerity manifesto. If union leaders choose to take a backseat at this critical moment, the Blairites will no doubt take this as a signal that public support for anti-austerity demands are unpopular, which will give them more leeway in weakening their party's electoral manifesto. A weak and uninspiring manifesto would be a nightmare for the people of Britain, and could easily prevent a Labour government coming to power. When Unison's local government service group conference met last June, union delegates from across the country democratically decided that the union's policy position on matters of campaigning was to fight against public service cuts. Conference delegates also agreed to call upon the local government service group executive to resist further cuts to local government funding, and call upon Labour councils to pool reserves across local authorities to prevent further cuts. All of these pressing concerns are certainly fulfilled by the innovative No Cuts campaign that was initiated by Unison Leicester City in February this year. Moreover, support for launching a broad campaign that raises these issues within Leicester and the Labour Party has received support from other trade unionists in the city. There couldn't be a better time for Leicester's trade union movement to act in unison in raising Unison members' demands. The lives of tens of millions of people are at stake. A Labour government could potentially come to power on the 8th of June, but this will be much more likely if trade unions push Corbyn to adopt a bold socialist program that can fire up the public's imagination and ignite the collective fight back against Tory and New Labour austerity. Mike Barker, Leicester.